We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Praise the Lord. Once again, it is time to take time for Jesus, and we give him praise and honor and glory, for he is the only true living God. All other gods is false, and they are dead and gone, but God come into this world as a man to die for yours and my sins, and he is honored by different people in different ways, but the honor belongs to him. Not to some myth that they call this and all. This time of the year, that during this time, they always think about the Lord and his birth. But when it comes time to give him praise and honor any other time, they just forget him and all. But my friend, it's time that we begin to take time out of our daily life and give God praise and honor. He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Born into this world for the purpose to die for you. No other man has ever done this. That one that's in Italy over there cannot save you from your sins. But the man called Jesus, the Son of the living God, God manifested in the flesh, came to die for us on Calvary's cross by the hand of the Romans and by those that persecuted him of his own people. Wherein that in the house of his enemies was in the house of his household. My friend, today we got to realize that God came into this world to save men from their sins, and no other God is there any place that wherein that God recognized. He calls them all other idols and false gods. So let's get together on this thing and worship the true and the living God, which his name is Jesus, as we know him. Many different titles he used in the Old Testament, Jehovah for one, the Lord God Almighty. But the scripture says in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, in the 6th verse, he said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." My friend, now how else could you see in this world that any other made out of stone, gold, silver, trees, or whatever could be a God that could give his life for you or I? Because it's just utterly impossible. But God manifested in the flesh, because he was the only thing that was pure. He was the only thing that could be without any sin whatsoever. But he took on him our sins. He didn't become sin, but he took on our sins on him, nailing them to the cross to make it possible that you and I could have forgiveness. And if you want to worship this dude they call Santa Claus, or if you want to go bow down to this man over there in Italy, and you want to kiss his ring and all that and give him honor and praise and everything, that's your privilege. But my friend, there's only one true living God. And God's going to have us all to give an account for what we have done in this life. And if we have come before any other gods and served them and worshiped them and discredited the Lord God of glory, the creator of all the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof, we're going to give an account and suffer the consequences, being cast into outer darkness without any hope. So let us pray. But as we pray, let's pray one for another, that God will receive praise and honor from the hearts of all men, and get off of this here whining business about he was born on December the 25th, which I doubt very seriously, because it was utterly impossible. For the sheep was in their fold, and the shepherds was at home. They are not out in the fields at this time of the year. Be real. This is all pagan worship. Give God the glory to God himself through Jesus Christ, and call upon him before it's eternally too late. There's no other God given, as he mentions. He don't know of no other God. So there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism that we're baptized into one body. Not four or five or many others or anything, but there's one God over all. He created it all, and through Jesus Christ it was made, and it's through him salvation is possible, but not through any other thing. So, Lord God, we just praise you, and we thank you today for the life that you have gave that we could have life. Having your life given unto thee on Calvary's cross, whereby that you were crucified, beaten, and given all kinds of things there, that you suffered for us and taken our sins upon you, nailed them to your cross. We praise you and we thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We pray, God, for our men and our women that are in these wars. We hope that the people would realize that only Satan creates a problem that we're in, that people want to kill one another. And he is the enemy, the arch enemy of all of us. And we need to realize this and give God the praise. We pray for those people, O Lord, that they may come to realize that there's no hope for them except they turn their hearts to thee. We pray for our men and women, wherever they may be, in the policemen's and the other parts of the world that stands there for in the front line of the to help us in time of crisis. We praise you and we thank you for the opportunity to reach out into the world by the way of communication that you have made available for us. And we pray, God, that through the words of your word that's written and by the voice of those that would bring forth your word in truth and in spirit, it may touch the hearts and the lives of some that they would turn their hearts to thee. We pray for this nation. We pray, God, that you might intercede in the government from the president, from their stupid ways of doing things, until it might turn their hearts to you once again before it's eternally too late. We give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And we just pray that you would pray for our men and women, wheresoever they're in, for our benefit, to help us in the time of crisis, wheresoever it might be. If you remember back that when they destroyed the towers, that everybody would, God bless America, God bless America. Not too long after that, they had almost forgotten about it, and very little is mentioned except it be for somebody's benefit of something or other. But my friend, today, when they celebrated Christmas as being the Lord's birthday, but they give all of the presents to everybody else. Let me encourage you, God gave his life, the greatest present that could ever be given. He gave his life freely that you may have salvation. And all he asked, or then Peter made mention about, that we should present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which would be our reasonable service. All this other stuff that's given in his name. But Santa Claus gets the glory for it. He's a myth. He's a lie right out of the belly of hell. And people need to realize that there's only one Lord, and Jesus is his name. So I'm going to turn it over to my wife. She's got something here that I believe you'll be interested in. So here's my wife, Sister Sarah.
Well, I just praise the Lord again for this time that we can come out and give you what the Lord has laid on my heart. And just pray that it'll be a blessing to you and that you'll be able to share it with someone else. But in Mark, the 8th chapter and the 27th verse, and Jesus went out and his disciples in the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist. But some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and saith unto him, thou art the Christ. Jesus asked his disciples two questions. Who do you say that I am? And who do you say that I am? Who do men say that I am? And who do you say that I am? And that was in Mark 8:27 and 29. The first question is significant because it allows us to get a read on the minds of the people around us. The second question, however, is eternal because it is only by acknowledging Jesus Christ and responding to his gift of forgiveness by faith that a person can live forever. Isaiah made it very clear that when the promised Messiah would come, he would fulfill the matchless titles he had prophesied. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ came into the world and proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was the Messiah by fulfilling all these requirements. He was God in human flesh, came to display deity and redeem humanity. And on the strength of his ability to fulfill all these claims, he made this claim: no one comes to the Father except through me. And that's in John 14:6. This is the claim of the Bible and the heartbeat of the Christian faith. Jesus Christ is God, and he came into the world to save sinners. What is your response to that claim and to the evidence that he is the only deliverer for sin-laden, lost people who are the object of God's love? Will you receive his gift of forgiveness and be saved today? If you're already saved, having been rescued from your sin and just punishment, will you live under his perfect will and wisdom so that he may guide you into a life that pleases him? May it ever be so, for he brings peace wherever he reigns. He reigns and he lives in the hearts of men, women. Those are looking for his appearance, and one of these days he's going to come. People don't believe it. They scoff at it and think, oh, I've heard this all my life, and I'm in my 70s, my 60s, whatever. I've heard it all my life that he's coming soon, and he still isn't here. But look at all the things that are happening. The weather and everything that's going on is only a fulfillment of the scripture. And if you don't believe it, you don't know where it is, you write to us and we will try to get the information for you, because it's in the Bible. It's in there that there'll be wars, rumors of wars. You won't know the seasons except by the budding of the trees. And that's exactly where we are today. And I've said before, if you would like to help us, it would be greatly appreciated. You can mail it to Take Time for Jesus, Post Office Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. But we'd appreciate it very much if you would email us at ecompton31@yahoo.com. Tell us what you think of us, and if you want any information that we read, you just ask us. If you have any questions, have any prayer requests, just send them to us, and we take them to the Lord every day. And I thank the Lord for everybody that has replied to us from all over the world, really, Ukraine, London. I started to make a list of everything, but I knew I'd leave somebody out. So you know where you are. And I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've encouraged us to go on and take time for Jesus. Here's Brother Earl.
Yes, amen. It's time that the world began to realize that now is the time that people should turn their hearts and their thoughts upon the Lord God of glory. My friends out there, wherever you may be, the time is running short. The day is far spent and the night is coming on. The Lord is destined to come as his will, not mine. I don't know the day or the hour. And there's many people in the past have tried to predict the day and the hour and all this kind of stuff. I've heard it all. But now, I'm not trying to tell you that the day is going to be at a certain time, because I personally do not know, or no other man. It's only kept in reserve by our Heavenly Father, and he knows the day, and when he makes up his, the thought comes and the time comes, he will appear. But my friend, the day of the Lord is going to come, and it's going to be gross darkness, and there's going to be tribulations upon this world such as never has been before. We're just getting a little bit of an outward the glaze of it right now. But when the full force of it comes, people are going to realize who he is and what he is. But well, many of them, it's going to be late, too late. But I want to encourage you with all that I can, that this man called Jesus, he came into this world to die for you and I. And as we read there in Isaiah there in the 9th chapter, but in the Isaiah, the 11th chapter, in the 10th verse, he said, in that day there shall a root out of Jesse shall be stand for an inside for the people to be. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and the rest shall be glorious. My friend, if you was a born Jew, you once was God's chosen people, but if you wasn't a born Jew into the night, and mind you that the only ones that was called Jews was them of Judah. The rest of them was, there was Israel, and they were all Israel's, and but they were not all Jews. But now, my friend, if we would realize and read the scriptures and find out for yourself, let me encourage you to read what the Bible has to say. And these people that goes around telling you, you don't need to read the Bible, we'll read it and we'll give you an interpretation of it. Them's false people. They don't want you to know the truth, so they can tell you all kinds of stuff and say that's what it says. But let me tell you, you need to read your Bible for yourself and find out for yourself, because that's where you're going to give an account. Being saying that I didn't know is not going to be sufficient. God once winked at ignorance, but he now calls all men into repentance. So you need to read your Bible and find out firsthand what the Word of God has to say about these false teachers and preachers out there trying to rob you of every kind of wealth that they can get out of you. Revelation speaks about the time would come when the Lord appears that they will throw all their wealth into the holes with the bats and everything and cry out for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from him that sits upon the throne. My friend, you don't want to be in that category. We're not in this to pray, to worship the monetary things or to seek after the money that God has provided for you. God has provided, will provide. He said he would meet our needs, and I rely upon him for that. He's never let me down, and I'm well in my 80s there. And God, he's supplied my needs ever since I've been into this world. Sometimes it seems a little bit short, but it came around when it was needful. So I'm not giving the world or the monetary systems praise and honor. I thank my God, for he has supplied my every needs from salvation to other needs that I have. So I just praise him today and thank him. And let me encourage you to give him glory and honor. Receive him as your personal Savior. There's too many scriptures there that denies any other thing but the Lord Jesus Christ being any other God that we should give credit to and everything. And this myth that goes around, it come from paganism about Santa Claus flying through the sky in a rain, in a sled with reindeers and all that kind of stuff. You're too old, I would assume, to believe such a lie as this. There's no such thing. There was a man one time, they called him Nicholas, and he gave children candy and everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when people go down to giving all this credit and everything to Santa Claus, when dad and mom went into debt over their heads to get them these things, and they're going to say, this is Santa Claus, quit telling your children to lie, my friend. You'll die and go to hell, because a lie, God is not satisfied. And he hates all liars. I don't care what your reason for telling it. He hates all liars. And all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Even to that one sits over there on that big chair in Italy. He lies to you from the time to go. And they look to him. People look to him to be, forgive their sins. There's only one that can forgive your sins. And that's the Almighty God, Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can do that. This man over there didn't die for you. Jesus Christ died for your sins. He will take your sins and cleanse you and make you whiter than snow. But no man on earth can do that for you. There's only one God, and Jesus is his name. As I said a little bit ago, he had many titles, and were there in Matthew 28:19 when he said to go ye, told the apostles to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in a name. He specifically said, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He specifically mentioned that there is a name. And Peter, on the day of Pentecost, declared the name. And many of you people out there wants to say Peter lied. Peter didn't know what he was talking about. He changed what God said. Read your Bible. Don't believe that man over there, them that wears a collar backwards and tells you what it says. When God himself will tell you what it says if you read your Bible. Quit reading, going with all this here stuff and these people writing the books about this and that. Read your Bible. See what the Word of God has to say about it. And listen to the voice that will come into your inner spirit and lead and direct you into the path of righteousness for your salvation and for his name's sake. There's no other God given among man, no other name given among man whereby we can be saved, but other than Jesus Christ. All these books that people write about faith and everything, that faith cometh by hearing and the hearing of the Word of God. It don't come by them telling you what they've done and what they can do or what they may want to do. It comes by reading and hearing the Word of God. That's the only way you're going to get it. That's the only way it's going to come to you, my friend. Faith is going to be tried. And when you go to crying out for faith, more faith, more faith, if you got as much of the mustard seed, you should be able to say to the mountain, be you moved. And that mountain can be sickness or many other things it could be. But my friend, when you go to try to use that little faith that you was dealt with, there's going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations. There's going to come upon the world. And God said there would be, and before his return, there's going to be some great tribulations. We're just getting the outer band of it right now. Like a hurricane comes up, we get the outer band, the forerunner of it, before the initial thing hits and the devastation of it hits. We get the outer bands of it. These things that are coming upon the world now is just the outer bands of the tribulations that we're going to is coming upon the world. But the scripture says that they will wax worse. But this man called Jesus was born of a woman, of a virgin, there in Bethlehem of Judea, where he came into this world as a man. Now, if you really want to know the truth about it, he was from the beginning, he will be through the end, and all in the middle. He has no birthday, he has no time of end or beginning. He was not without mother or father, he was God himself, and he is a spirit, and them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But in John, the first chapter said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And 14th verse said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Friend, it cannot be somebody over there in Italy. It cannot be some other man that come forth in this day, but it was God manifested in the flesh in the man called Jesus. Out of the root of Jesse. David was a descendant out of Jesse. He became God's chosen one when Samuel anointed him to be king. But out of the lineage of David, Mary and Joseph came in the bloodlines wherein that kings come from. And Mary brought forth the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which he placed the Word into her womb, and it became flesh, and it dwelt among us, and he was crucified for us, but received up in the glory and came back in the Spirit, in the what the Bible calls the Holy Ghost. But all you people that's got so sophisticated, You want to call him the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's all the same. Well, the Bible calls him the Holy Ghost. And that's what he is as far as I'm concerned. On the day of Pentecost, he came as a rushing wind. And he came there in clothing tongues of fire. And they sat upon each one, and they spake as the Spirit gave them utterance. It was the Holy Ghost, my friend. But I want you to know that God is a Spirit, and I ain't going to fuss with him that wants to call him a Holy Spirit, because he is holy. But I want you to know that when we get out of context with the Word of God, we lose something. But we stay within the lids of the Bible and stay with what it is, instead of trying to make it something that it ain't, then we will be closer to God. I believe that we'll accept it as it is written and quit trying to say something else, these new versions that come out with man trying to change it around. It was written for yours and my part that we could come to understand who and what the Savior is. He was God manifested in the flesh, and he was a Spirit, became flesh, and he went back to the Spirit. Some people want to make three or four gods. Some people want to make him a stone. Some people want to make him out of wood. And some people look at other things. But he was God manifested in the flesh. He was King of kings and Lord of lords, and he is the one that's going to come back. And his appearance is very soon. I don't know the day of the hour, but all the evidence that we're in, that he himself told the apostles of old, the signs that they could see, and knowing that the time is near, they're being shown unto us today. We have had these things for quite some time. Way back when I was just come into this world, we had wars. We had them before then, but they're waxing worse. The whole world is in a turmoil now. Why? Because of sin, because of the neglection that God had intended for man to have was peace, but they ain't got no peace because they won't worship the one that is the Prince of Peace. They give credit to all other things, looking to other things, and they find out that there's no peace. Oh, there's going to come a time, the Bible says, that they will call out peace and safety, but then there'll be sudden destruction. So, my friend, we got to realize that God's word is truth. You and I are just here to worship God, and he wants us to do so. He came and died for our sins. He died that we could have life, and he died that we could have salvation for our soul, and miss the place that we're in that the devil and his angels was destined to be, and hell was prepared for them. It wasn't made for you and I, but if you want to go, that's your privilege. He'll let you, but it wasn't prepared for you. The devil knows that his time is short, and he's out as a roaring lion, seeking that whom he can devour, and he's devouring a lot. We have all these kind of problems, people going in, breaking into homes, going down the street, shooting and killing people, and these wars where these people blowing up one another over there because they think that they're doing their God a service. Their God is not a God. He's a false teacher, a false God, and they are dying themselves thinking that they're going to get all this benefits that they've been told that is wrong. They should realize and understand, if they would read and quit going by whatever somebody said that these false gods is teaching them, and realize that there is one Lord, one faith, and they're going to have to come to the understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's going to be the one that's going to have the last say, to where you enter in or be cast out. And all them that are killing other people thinking that they're doing God a service, Paul thought that one time, or Saul did, thought he was doing God a service until he met up with him on the road to Damascus. Then he was sent to the Gentiles. He wound up in Rome and was killed for a testimony of Jesus Christ, leaving out nothing that would be short of but what he taught, Jesus Christ and him crucified, him the Lord of glory. Oh, these people that comes around and preaching these other gods and bringing them forth. My friend, don't believe it. Read the Bible. Let me encourage you. Come to the Lord in spirit and in truth. Come to Him and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Bow down to the true and the living God. Or stand there and raise up your hearts to Him and accept Him as your Lord and Master. All these other gods is going to go down by the wayside. They're going to be cast into hell with all them that wants to go. So it's up to you. But let me encourage you to flee from the things that is to come and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance, accepting Him as your Savior, that you may escape the things that's yet to come upon this world. There's trouble going to come before the return of the Lord. People are looking for His return. Them that said, oh, it's going to be a glorious time. But before He returns, my friend, it's going to be some troubled times such as never was on the face of the earth and never will be after. Those days are going to be shortened according to the scriptures. We got to realize that this man called Jesus, the babe that was born to the Virgin Mary, Daniel spoke about it in his prophecy, which has not all been fulfilled, but that 70 years of his prophecy, my friend, has come to an end. And Jesus, when he told the children of Israel, the Jewish people, that the kingdom would be took from them and gave to another nation, and he spoke about you and I as Gentiles. You see, I wasn't born a Jew. I'm a reborn Jew, if you want to call me that, but that's all right. If Jesus is a Jew, then I'm a Jew. But nevertheless, these is something other that people got to realize, that God came in the flesh to die for our sins. But He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to them that would receive Him, He gave them power to become sons of God. But I want you to understand, it's not the thing that you can just say, raise your hand and, Lord Jesus, come into my life, and you're on your way to glory, and you're still walking around doing the same old thing that you done before you ever raised your hand. Don't believe that lie. You're going to have to make a change. You're going to have to turn from your sinful ways. He said, come ye out from among and be you therefore separated, and I'll receive you. The world is God's enemy, simply because the God of this world is an enemy. He was from the beginning, tried to overthrow and become God himself, and a lot of people have tried it since then, because he told Eve there, he said, that you have become a God yourself to know right and wrong. And if you don't know right from wrong, you read your Bible. It'll give you some instructions there, and if you follow them, you can become one of God's people. But if you don't follow the instructions, it's just like if you read your road map, and if you don't get it right, you're going to miss the destination that you're trying to get to. Same way it is with the Bible. It's a road map from here to glory. And if you don't follow the directions, you're going to miss out. God is the only one. He came into this world as a babe, but He died. He was buried. He rose the third day, and He's alive forevermore. But why every year you put Him in a manger, you put Him there, and then they come along. They said the wise men come to the manger there and gave Him these gifts. They found Him when He was approximately 2 years old in a house. The angel of the Lord told him not to go by and tell Herod, and Herod went out there and had all of the babies from 2 years old down killed and slaughtered, trying to kill the King of Kings, because he didn't want to give up his kingship. How many people in this world today has killed others to try to get to be the king of different places or get to be the head man? It's happened all over the world, my friend, but this King of Kings is alive, and He's alive forevermore. And He's going to appear one day, and them that pierced Him is going to see Him. Them that denied Him to live is going to be the ones that are going to see Him. But you, my friend, if you be faithful to Him, you're going to see Him as Lord and Savior, and you'll see Him as He is. let me tell you, it ain't going to be easy for you. There's going to come some times that you might be persecuted. You may even have to suffer for his sake and for his name's sake. So be aware that these people talking about that you're going to be raptured out before any problems comes, and reading the book of Revelation to the fourth chapter, John was the church. That's not true. John was there on the Isle of Patmos to write to you and I the book of Revelation. And he said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. John could not have been the church, because John went into by the Spirit and heard what was to be said and wrote it in a book, and they released him off the Isle of Patmos, and he came back to the mainland and died an old man. Now, if he was the church, then the church will go into glory, come back to earth, and die. I don't believe that. Don't you believe it either. But if you're mine to believe such teaching as that, you're going to have to stand before God and give an answer. But you can't say that you was not told. You'll remember that I told you. But God is telling us all in his word, if you'll read it. Let me encourage you to read. Don't take my word for it. Read your Bible and find out what it has to say. And if we'll go on there. So we need to find out the truth of God's word. In Isaiah 42, he said in the 16th verse, he said, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in a path that they have not known. I will make darkness light and before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." My friend, we need to realize that God is God, and he can do all that he said. We got to realize that Isaiah was a prophet of old, and before the Lord came into this world as a man, he told us about these things, and he let us know. Even in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, he writes to us and tells us, he said, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgments to the Gentiles." Jesus Christ came. He chose Paul to bring this gospel to us as Gentiles, and he carried it to Rome, and they rejected him like they did the Lord. Jerusalem rejected him, and they had him crucified by the Romans. That's why they're on the back burner, you might say, but God hasn't forsaken his people. He'll come again, but the time of the Gentiles is about to come out. And when he turns back to retrieve a remnant from Israel, my friend, the only way a Gentile, I believe, that would even possibly have any hope of salvation, he's going to have to stand firm in the belief and know that God is real, and he may even have to forfeit his life as a testimony to them for the glory of God, that he can be ushered into the kingdom of God. My friend, we got to realize that this word of God is going to be fulfilled. Whether I like it or whether you like it, it's nothing that you and I can change about it. It's set in concrete, so they say, and it's going to be as it is written. As Mary told them there, knowing that a girl found with child not being married, the law required them that they would be stoned to death. But when she told the angel, knowing this, she told the angel that told her and announced that the birth was going to be, said that the Almighty God, in other words, was going to, power of the Most High was going to overshadow, and she was going to conceive. She said, not fearing of what they may do, but she said, "Be it unto me as even you say." And it was unto her. She didn't fear death. She wanted to be that one. There's a lot of others that thought that they would be. But the thing of it is, it had to come from the lineage of the bloodlines through which it spoke. Out of Jesse, there come a root. Out of Jesse, there was a chosen king, and his name was David. And when this King of Kings is going to sit on the throne of David forever and rule the world with and everything when it all comes to pass, because David was a man that was found after God's own heart. God loved him, and he loved God. Though he made mistakes, and my friend, we all make mistakes, but God being God, he's a loving God, and he loves him. All we have to do is recognize that we need him, and we need to repent daily. We need to move away from the things of this world and worship him in spirit and in truth. We need to cleave to him. Salvation is from him, and it's brought to you and I through him. You can't make it no other way. Now, God existed before you and I were born. He's going to exist after we're gone. But he's God. He's sovereign. He's all in all sufficient. He don't need you and I, but we need him greatly, because salvation comes from him, and we cannot get it of ourselves. It only comes from him. And he come into this world to make it possible. And we need to look at to him. He said in the fifth verse of Isaiah 42, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, the God, the Lord and the creator of the heavens, and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walketh therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant unto the people, for a light unto the Gentiles." He's speaking about the Lord. And he said, "Open the blind eyes to bring out of the prisons, from the prisons, and from them that sit in darkness out of the prison houses. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they sprang forth, I will tell you them." That was Isaiah prophesying to the people about the coming of the Lord in the flesh. His servant, God himself, came, and he brought forth, and he called it in righteousness and upholding him. I want you to know that God come into the form of a dove and descended down on the Lord at the baptism there that was baptized of John. And John heard the voice, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It was told to John how he was going to know. But John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the people." My friend, you cannot look at no other way. There's no other Savior. There's no other plan of salvation whereby that we can come to. No other man that can save you. Quit believing all this here garbage that's come down from this old Roman Catholic stuff that's come down through the years. There's one man that put it down and another one raised it back up. It's there in the scriptures if you'll read and search it out. The beast from the bottomless pits is in these people's hearts and their minds, that they want to call themselves to be something that they're not. They're liars, and the truth is not in them. All these things that are happening is the fulfillment of God's word. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, but them people thought they was right. They think they're right today, the way God made them. God didn't make nobody like no such as that. He made man and woman, and he created them to worship him. It was a fall in the garden that brought us into all this here turmoil that we're in. But that one that sacrificed his life there on Calvary, the Jesus that we're speaking about, came into this world to save sinners such as we. But so many of them has come to deny him. So many of them has lied about him. And so many of them desires that the fulfillment of the lust of their flesh and all these things that makes them feel good in the flesh and worship other things is going to face the consequences, which is going to be cast into outer darkness, where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. My friend, it's come to time that where the, as I've often heard a feller years ago say, where the rubber hits the road, you need to come face to face with reality and know that the Lord, Word of God is going to be fulfilled. You and I are destined for one place or the other. I would choose and would hope that you would choose to serve the Lord our God and therefore be brought into the kingdom of God through that new birth, repentance, calling upon the name of the Lord. Turn from your sinful ways. Make about face and don't walk no longer in that. He came to bring you out of that prison of sin and darkness, out of that to bring you into the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. But if you'd rather walk in darkness, he's not going to make you change, but in the end, you wished you had him. You see, he made us a free moral agent. It's our choice. And if he'd have done it to where you'd choose to serve him and serve him only, it'd be kind of like a robot. You wouldn't have no choice. But he gave us a choice. It was from the foundation of the world. He gave us a choice. But man loves darkness more than they love light, and so they'll walk in darkness. These people that go around stealing and carrying on, they're in darkness, not all together in the darkness of the night of darkness, but in darkness of sin, because they don't believe that they will be caught. They don't believe they'll have to suffer any consequences. And when they go and get caught, they got some shaster lawyer there that a lot of times gets them off. And they go right back and do the same old thing. Well, that's the way this false teaching is. You go right back like a hog took out of the waller, cleaned up, and a ribbon tied around them. You turn them loose, and they go right back in the hog waller. Like a dog turning to his own vomit. They go back into the world if they haven't not really, truly had their flesh crucified by the Spirit of God and returned to the Lord, give him praise and glory, and repent. Be godly sorrow of their sin. This man called Jesus that came into this world as a babe. Won't be long now till they'll take him and nail him on the cross. They'll put him in the tomb. And then they'll go by and on the third day they'll say he's resurrection. And everybody will be having a resurrection morning before daylight and all these things in different places. He rose the third day. He's alive and alive forevermore, my friend. Putting him back in the tomb or nailing him to a cross is not going to change the fact that these things are wrong. The rabbit has not nothing to do with it, neither the chicken. The only time the chicken come in play was when the cock crowed and warned, told Peter that he'd done denied the Lord three times. That's where the world is doing today. They're denying the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they worship in the things of the world. They're cleaving to their own ideas, ideology, things that would bring forth destined to hell is where it's going to be. Only salvation comes from the Lord. He's the only one that died for our sins. He's the only one that can forgive us of our sins. He's the only one you're going to have to face one day. Oh, my friends, it's time we take time to give him praise and honor. Recognize who he is. Turn our hearts to him and give him glory and praise. Quit looking into the arm of flesh, but looking into the Almighty God, the Spirit God, the one that died for us, was manifested in the flesh, came as a babe, the man called Jesus. He was there and he preached unto them. In about 33 or so years of age, they hung him on a cross, put him in a grave. He told that bunch of people then, he'd destroy this temple and I'll raise it up again in 3 days. That bunch of idiots there, they didn't realize that what he was speaking about was the temple that which he dwelt in, the flesh. And he raised it up in 3 days, but still they don't believe it. They're still believing that he is yet to come, and he's come. But when he comes again, he's going to come from sin unto salvation, and he's going to come in the clouds of glory. And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess even to that bunch that don't believe in him, is going to realize who he is, and they're going to bow down to him. Even to the old boy over there in Italy that sets up there and calls himself God on earth, lying through his teeth. There's only one Lord and one faith, one baptism. We're baptized into one body. And if you're thinking that there's three separate in the Godhead, you're following after him that brought it forth out of the Roman Catholic Catholicism years ago. You're following the wrong one. Read your Bible. Find out what's going on. If you're supposed to be a man of God, you're supposed to be preaching the message that God gave you to preach. Preach what the Bible says. God was manifested in the flesh. Seen of angels, preached unto this Gentile, in this world, and received up in the glory. Who else could it have been but Jesus, the Son of the living God? God manifested in the flesh, which was his Son, the flesh. His own right arm brought him salvation. Believe it or go into the pits of hell. Accept Jesus as your Savior, and you're preaching another gospel. Paul said, let him be a curse. It's time we realize that the scriptures cannot be changed. They're going to be even as it is written. And if you're coming forth and teaching three in the Godhead, you better take another look at your word, my friend. Take another hard look. Believe and ask God to help you with understanding and turn from your crooked ways and your false teaching. Come unto the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior. Because there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism that we're baptized into one body. Jesus said, teach them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. He mentioned a name. Now, most of you out there, if you're hearing me, you are the son of your father, and you've got children which you're their father, but your name is not father. Neither are their names son. Neither are its name daughter, but it's a name that you gave them at birth. That is their name. And Jesus was give a name before his birth. The Almighty God told Mary and them that his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. There's no other name. No other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Spirit of God has got to draw you. You can't come to him just any old day, any old time you want to, and accept him. That's what a lot of people have done, that raise their hands because somebody raise your hand and said, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And they done that. With all sincerity, no doubt in my mind about that, was sincere about it, but they walk in still in darkness because they did not repent. Their sins are still cleaving to them because they still walk in the same old route that they were walking in, but believing that they're on their way to glory. My friend, it's not that simple. It's not that way. We got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior. Repent. Being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And them preaching the Holy Ghost is something else. Denying him to have a ability to speak through you is wrong. God bless you and keep you is our prayer. We ask you and encourage you again to read your Word of God. Read the Bible. Find out who this man Jesus is. He come into this world to save you from your sins. But pray for our men and our women that in these wars, our policemen, our firemen, and these that are on the front line of defense for our being and our safety and to help us in time of crisis. But most of all, let me encourage you, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, believing upon him, repenting, and come to him with your whole heart. And give him your life. He's the only way that we're going to make it, my friend. He's the only one that can save us from our sins. There's no other Savior. No, not any. God knows of no other God. He said, that there was only one God. He said, I know no other God. When you read the book of Isaiah, you find out that there's only one God, and he became flesh to die for you. You couldn't nail the invisible God as the Father they called onto the cross. So he made himself a sacrifice. He came in the flesh to die for you and I. They nailed the flesh to the cross there. And when Jesus was on the cross there, he looked up and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There was darkness over the face of the earth at that time for a period of about 3 hours when God turned his face from what was going on. But when he looked again, all he seen was the blood that Jesus shed for yours and my miserable soul, that we might be saved through faith in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. May God keep you and bless you. Give him praise and honor. Stay away from Santa Claus's business and let God come into your life, and you can have life and have it more abundantly. God bless you until next time. May the Lord keep you as our prayers.
Amen and amen.
We pray that we have said something today to point you to Calvary and draw you closer to Jesus. If you feel led of the Lord to help us get this gospel out, make your love gift to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And if you want to write to us or send us prayer requests, you may do so at ecompton31@yahoo.com. That's ecompton31. 31@yahoo.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first chains are gone, I've been set free, my God, my Savior.